How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I'm your host, Adam Michael James, and you're listening to Isletunes for the week of November 10th, 2024. First episode in 63 to start with no Islanderism and no theme, but there's a reason for that. I don't have to tell you that your neighbors to the south and my home country just voted for fascism over democracy, and for me to just run a show like nothing happened, I can't do that. At least not yet. In fact, I considered skipping the show this week, and I even thought about just shutting it down outright. Everything about normal life just seems so petty next to not only what happened, but what's about to happen. To people. To the environment. To the planet. And it won't be limited to America. It'll flow over into Canada as well. How can I possibly do a music show and act like everything's hunky-dory in the face of that? Well, there's an old adage that came out of circuses in the 19th century and certainly ended up applying to theater, and it's one I've tried to live by for a long time. The show must go on. As someone who's performed in theater, I went on when I was sick, I went on when I was awaiting word whether or not one of my dearest friends had died. He had. I admit, I don't feel like doing Isletunes this week, but goddammit, the show must go on. I know I'm not the only one who's been feeling gutted, feeling afraid, if not terrified, feeling hopeless even. I also know I can't be the only one looking for something to hold on to as the ground shifts beneath us. So for whatever it's worth, this is a platform and I'm going to use it. I need sources of strength and hope, and if I can provide that to some of you as well, then all the better. So this week's show will be a little different. I don't have it in me to do my usual thing of providing backstories about PEI artists and albums, much less attempt to be cute and clever and infuse my subversive sense of humor into any of it. What I do have, and which I was amazed and really pleased to find, are songs made by island artists that talk about hope, belief, strength, plus freedom and liberty. Songs by white performers, black, LGBTQ, Mi'kmaq, francophone. I've always strived to instill as much diversity as possible into these playlists from week to week, and I feel it's even more important to do so now when hate and persecution have been given license by those to the south. And it turned out there were enough songs on the aforementioned themes to fill up a whole show, so how about we do her? Oh, and talk about serendipity? It just so happens that my interview guest this week is Eddie Quinn, one of the founding members of Fiddler's Sons, and we took a moment to talk about their new album, Love Don't Divide. I mean, how damn perfect is that? Some very awful things are going to take place in the States. Look up Project 2025 if you haven't by now. The US of A will either lean heavily into authoritarianism or become a full-on dictatorship. That's not just me being dramatic, though I certainly have a flair for that. I lived down there the first 38 years of my life, and we always said, it can't happen here. Now, Canada, I know how much y'all love to do whatever America's doing, but don't let it happen here. There are already those in this great white north who are inclined to go in that direction. Stop them. Stop them before what happened to my country happens to your country. We're all human beings and we all have the right to live, love, and laugh no matter our color, our sexual orientation, our gender, our culture, our religion, or our homeland. And we all have the right to decide what happens to our own bodies. I don't know what can be done about America. But I do know that there's still far more of us who believe in democracy and basic human rights than there are those who don't. And I know that these songs, made here on this wonderful little island that I am so glad to be living on right now, reflect those beliefs. Let's get started with them. I thank you for listening to me and for listening to Isletunes.
Freedom, freedom, and liberty. Freedom, freedom.
Freedom and Liberty. Starting off this special Isletunes show with a cut from Todd Wilfred King and his 2023 album, Even When It Hurts. I think there's a certain symbolism in the title of that CD about now, because this is what this week's songs are going to do. Encourage us to go on. Even when it. Now here's someone who's not only a powerful performer, but a powerful advocate for LGBTQ plus rights. Iris Mithun has spoken to college and university students about same-sex couples and has freely shared her experience of being gay in the music business, which comes with its set of challenges. Audiences do too. She's had to face her share of bigoted buttheads after shows, but she is who she is and makes no bones about it. Or is that Little Bones, the highly acclaimed 2019 album this song comes from? This is Iris Mithun with The Bravery on Isletunes.
I know what you carry, how heavy it is, but just let it go, let it down for a bit. Take our hands, we wanna see you shine. The nighttime will end and the day will begin. Just open your eyes now and let the light in. We're gonna see you fly. Just let it go. Some shadow.
I don't know why the storm comes at night. I search for a light I can follow. I will listen and a song will begin when the winds blow me down, and we will rise again someday. We will climb that mountain, cross the sea.
Indeed we will. We will rise again from the Roots Project, otherwise known as Louise, Angie, Melissa, and Jonathan Arsenault. That's why their 2014 album is called Family. This is, ordinarily, where I would do This Week in PEI History, and I can't believe I'm passing on it this episode, but it seems right, as it does, to replace that segment with an extra song. Now, I won't lie, I had 3 years of French down in the States, but because I wasn't exposed to it much until I moved up here, my proficiency in that language is not the greatest. So I can't tell you what the lyrics of this next song have to say specifically, but I recognize enough Francais to know what the title means, and it slots perfectly into this message episode of Isletunes. So if one of the messages happens to be embedded into some good old 80s pop, you're not going to hear me complaining. You probably figured out by now that I'm talking about Panu, and this is the title track from their 1987 album Justice et Vérité, Justice and Truth. Sing it up, mes amis.
Michel pouvait pas apprendre, moi c'est ce qu'on disait lui. Il ne serait jamais comptable, médecin ou avocat. Alors on l'a condamné au 10-42, 10 semaines sur le chemin, 42 semaines au poker. Je l'ai vu juste l'autre semaine dans les rues de Montréal. De tous ces jeunes hors la loi, ces jeunes décrochés des normes de la société, les avez-vous entendu poser les questions éternelles? Où est la justice? La pierre. Alors on l'a condamné, prise haute sécurité, pour avoir volé la voiture du député. J'ai vu son frère juste l'autre semaine. Si Jean-Claude s'est pris la vie, ses peines valeurs tournent la page comme d'habitude. Avez-vous entendu la voix de tous ces jeunes hors la loi, ces jeunes décrochés des normes de la société? Les avez-vous entendu poser les questions éternelles? Où est la justice?
Hi, this is Keegan Bernard, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Tomorrow I'm gonna get up at dawn with the birds catching worms in my lawn. I gotta get up, so why delay? Tomorrow's gonna be different from today. Tomorrow I'm gonna chase the sun, turn like a flower till the day is done. Collect myself like a bouquet. Tomorrow's gonna be different from today. I say these words and roll my eyes, doubt myself half the time. Don't let these thoughts get in my way, when every day feels the same. Pick up on the smallest change, the subtleties of the wonderfully mundane. 'Cause tomorrow's gonna be different from today.
Doug Hoyer from his 2021 album Getting Older. That's its cut. Tomorrow is going to be different from today. Following along that mindset is a funky little single that exhorts us to not dwell in negativity, rather to take note of what there is that's positive around us. And not even world events can take the power to do that away from us. Empowerment from Kiara. This is her 2023 track Sunnyside on iTunes.
The time is now. You gotta get up, gotta get it all right. Can't let the haters in, no, no. Better days gonna come if you let go and jump into the now. Something special can be found if you take a breath and look around. Open up the shades, let in the keep on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side. Don't get down when the bills are piling up and your feet aren't on the ground. If you're lost, you will be found. You go to bed when the sun is still out. Baby girl, don't be so down. You know that you still wear a crown. Open up the shades and let in the light. Keep on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side. So you've learned how to let go and wipe out all doubts in your mind. You are worth it all, so you stand up tall. Come on and show them how you shine. Open up the shades and let in the light. Keep on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side.
There's a cold north wind coming up the bay. Seems like this whole town's just gonna blow away. There's nothing left here to hold us down, and nothing left to do but leave this town. Company spokesman on the evening news. He said they had to close, can't afford to lose. Like waves that break on cliffs of stone, his words crash down upon our home. Sometimes I think you must rue the day. Love wants to hide when you fight with fear, and hard words fall on the one that's near. This house has ghosts that hold your hand. they twist and tug at your wedding band. Sometimes I think you must rue the day we make those vows beside that earth. Don't let it go, don't let it fade. Setting sun's like an open wound. The night this time is like a waiting tomb. Let me hold you close till sleep comes in. I need to near me when I hear that wind. Sometimes I think you must rue the day. Make those vows recited at us. Don't let it go, don't let it fade.
Is there really any artist on the island who embodies positivity more than Lenny Gallant? Or at least has for as long? That one goes all the way back to 1991, the title track from his album Believing in Better. I've got two songs here, which are both pretty short, so I'm going to play them together for you, and strangely, they go together stylistically. Barry O'Brien established himself as an island country artist to be reckoned with in 2013, but 17 years before that, he released a collection called Fight with Song. And this is one of the nuggets I unearthed from that. From 1996, Barry O'Brien and Come Liberty Hands.
How, can your bright glow be something to show me how thee? Lady Liberty, Lady Liberty, they tried to kill you, but we will rebuild you, Lady Liberty. Brothers, sisters, let's take each other by the hand. We'll link our love across the land. One whole family.
We are a seed.
We are a seed. You bury us deep underneath. The land
strong, haunted by what you've done wrong. Deep in my faith, an elder song can't bring us down, 'cause our roots are strong. So tall we grow, so tall we grow, fed by belief in tomorrow. Each child you take, the lives you stole, can't bury us. So tall we grow, we are a seed. You bury us deep underneath the land you stole, the land you keep. Can't bury us, 'cause we are a seed.
We are a seed.
We are a seed.
We are a
sea.
Can't bury us.
Can't bury us.
We are a sea.
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 Can't bury us,
'cause we are a sea.
None other than the Mi'kmaq Heritage Actors with We Are a Seed. You bury us, or try to, and so tall we grow. Not only in spite of it, but because of it. I feel like it's kind of a disservice to artists all over the province to not do gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island like I normally do, because the segment lets people know where they can go to shows put on by these artists, but hopefully they'll forgive me just this once, because I feel like that listing doesn't fit into what I'm trying to do with this episode. But please, check out The Buzz, which has at least some of those dates in there. This is a musician who's up there with Lenny Gallant in terms of getting his word about social and world issues out decades ago. In fact, his 1990 album was straight up called A Quiet Revolution. I was tempted to go with its title cut, but this selection from his 2012 album, The Stratford Sessions, spoke to me more this week, and it's a quiet revolution in and of itself. This is Paul Broadbent, and I'm going to let him tell you what we really need.
Been debating, and I don't believe in anything that's on the go these days. So much conflict, persecution, as the lies we've come to live by demonstrate. And I thought we'd all come to believe that all we really need is love. I was told younger to believe in things no one could prove were true. I followed blindly until I stumbled and discovered more than just one point of view. And I came to believe that what we really need is love. Mm-hmm.
I've been humbled by one man's actions, while the actions of another leave me cold. I've been touched, I've been shaken. To the farthest reaches of my soul, still I've come to believe. We all need to believe what we really need is love.
I'm Baja Royalty, and you're listening to Owl Tunes with Adam Michael James.
When gales set in and temperatures fall, they can slow you down to a crawl. Sail when the power goes out, it's so quiet and so loud. The wind's blowing in somehow to get knock your house down. Big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on a little longer, it's stronger than you know. Stronger than feeling of fear and doubt. You're stuck inside with no way out. Sail when the power goes out, it's so quiet and so loud. The wind's blowing in somehow to could knock your house down. The big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on a little longer, get stronger. Quiet and so loud, the wind's blowing in somehow that could knock your house down. And big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on a little longer, you're stronger than you know. Sail when the power goes out, so quiet and so loud, the wind's blowing in somehow that could knock your house down. And big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons.
Those East Pointers reminding you that you are stronger than you know. We are all stronger than we know, and there's strength in numbers too. Let's remember that going forward. That song's from their 2022 House of Dreams album, by the way. Full disclosure, I have trouble taking this next song's message to heart on the best of days, let alone these days since November 5th, where suddenly things are a lot more scary. But I think the message still holds, or at least it's a message that's worth holding on to. And who better to bring it to us than PEI's very own cowboy poet, who in 2018 told us by virtue of his album that he's not your outlaw. That's the record this song comes from. Lawrence Maxwell tells us that it will be just fine.
Hear the waves, feel the air, breathe it in until you just don't care, because it will be just fine. See the world in disguise, manipulated, pulled down from the skies, because it will be just fine. You could spend your whole life waiting for your ship to ever wash up on the shore. You could spend your whole life creating. Would you be there to answer the knock on the door? And all the things in life we said we'd do tomorrow, washed up with the sands of yesterday. So if there's something inside you that still feels hollow, you will be just fine.
Take this assurance from Lawrence Maxwell, it will be just fine. Somehow it will be. I couldn't begin to tell you how, but somehow. So the song following this interview will make it Lucky 13, and I actually arranged the chat a few weeks ago when it didn't seem remotely possible, even for America, that a competent woman with tangible plans to improve that country could lose out to a twice-impeached, mentally incompetent, racist sex offender with 34 felony convictions who told the world he wanted to be a dictator. But here we are. I wrote out my questions for the interview on election night, the night before the interview. I didn't want to upset myself just in case, so I avoided social media the whole rest of the evening and when I got up the next day. Unfortunately, as I was getting my recording setup started on Wednesday, I accidentally swiped on my phone and found out how the election went, minutes before my interview. You remember what I said about the show must go on? Yeah. I still find it strangely prophetic that I just happened to discuss Fiddler's Son's new album, Love Don't Divide, in that particular moment, and that founder Eddie Quinn was the interview for this episode. I'm going to take that as a sign. Here's Eddie for you guys. Now listen up, all tuners, because it's not every day I get PEI music legends in here. From what I know of this fellow, he wouldn't think of himself as a legend, but when you and your group have had 9 albums out in 26 years, and you've had two of your own solo CDs out, and you've won tons of awards for these various recordings. That qualifies as legendary as far as I'm concerned, and if not legendary, then ubiquitous, as every summer you can catch his combo doing so many dates on island stages they rival Taylor Swift and her Eras tour. Turns out Eras are what we're going to talk about with this founding member of Fiddler Sons. Who else could I be referring to except Eddie Quinn, who's with me an appropriately old-fashioned way by telephone, ear-to-ear in the Altoon studio, otherwise known as my basement. Eddie, thank you for taking a moment out to have a chat with me today.
Thank you very much for calling and having a little interest in our CD, buddy. I'm just hoping that I'm not going to bore your listeners to tears.
Oh, I don't think so somehow. Congratulations on the release of the new Fiddler Sons album, by the way. That's, of course, Love Don't Divide, which came out in July. And believe me, we're going to get to that. But before we do, what we're going to do right here is go back, way back into time. I'm sure most Islanders know the story of how Fiddler Sons got together. You, as the son of fiddler Merlin Quinn, got it into your head to contact John Webster, the son of fiddler Jackie Webster, and the two of you reached out to Garth Matthews, whose dad was Prince County fiddler Ed Matthews. So we've got the fiddlers and we've got the sons of fiddlers. What I want to know is, what inspired you to put together a group like this in the first place, and when did that happen?
Well, it happened, I guess, it must have been back in 1997, and I'd been playing in a country band at the time, and we're playing a lot of late night dances and bars. Myron's was the popular club on Kent Street back in those days. But I'd always had an interest in Prince Edward Island folk music. Of course, lots of folk music growing up. My dad was a fiddle player, and we had lots of music in the house, and lots of neighbor parties that you know, turned into sing songs or old fashioned kitchen parties. You know, I guess I just had an interest in singing music rather than music that I thought would be popular at nightclubs and dances. Music that I genuinely loved, with no motive of it ever being popular or successful. So I guess I found a couple of guys that had the same sort of mindset in John Webster and Garth Matthews.
What was it like taking your musical idea to the stage in those early days?
Well, we started off, you know, very modestly, just playing. I think our first gig was an anniversary party, you know, playing some picnics, a few clubs. I guess the band got its first break, so to speak, for a local band at least, when we started playing a supper happy hour show at Myron's in the winter months. Every Friday night we'd play there for a couple of hours and catch the after work crowd for a few wings and a few beers, and it really really seemed to generate a lot of interest in the music we were doing, and kind of spurred us to keep it going and take this sort of passion project a little more seriously.
And here you are all these years later. Now, the first Fiddler Son album came out all the way back in 1998. What led you to record an album, and what led to putting original songs on it when you could have easily filled it with traditional tunes and other tried and true material?
You know, John Webster and I and Garth very much are proud Islanders and love Prince Edward Island culture, and wanted to start kind of celebrating the life of everyday Islanders in our songs. So John wrote a few songs that we started performing live, and they seemed to be very well received. And we got to a point where we thought maybe it's a good idea for us to try to capture some of these songs. And we ended up going to a studio in Gateway Village at that time, up in Borden, Prince Edward Island, and recorded the CD with the engineer at the time, a guy named Bob Strait. And yeah, that was how that first CD came together. And that sort of thinking just seemed to keep going and maybe snowballing a little bit in terms of the Fiddler Sons musical direction.
I'm talking to Eddie Quinn, founder and vocalist for Fiddler Sons, who just this summer released a new album. Now, Love Don't Divide is the first album since 2017's The Best of 20 Years. What made you go in for this particular project?
Well, John Webster and I are the principal songwriters of the group, and we had both written a handful of songs, and we had been performing them on stage with our bandmate Keelan Wedge, mostly as a trio in recent years. And the songs seemed to be touching a chord with people, and we noticed more so that a lot of our songs had sort of a theme of family kind of running in a line through most of the songs. Maybe that was kind of a sentimental side to the songs and a reason that we wanted to capture them. There's songs that John Webster wrote in tribute to his own family, a song that was inspired by ghost stories that his grandfather, the legendary late fiddler Jack Webster, used to tell to him, you know, after the Saturday night hockey games. And I wrote a song about my family on there as well. That sort of spurred us to get in. And I think in years to come, I'm hoping that maybe some of our family members will enjoy listening back to some of these songs.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And given the heritage of your group, some of your family members might end up in the group at some point. I understand that you have some outside contributors on this album. Shane Pendergast is one of them. Who are the others? And have you always brought other artists in to your recording process, or was this something new for this record?
Yes, we always did include other island artists on our past CDs. A lot of musicians kind of guest played on a lot of our past albums, whereas this one, it is mostly just John Webster, Keelan Wedge, and I. But on this particular album, we've got a song that I co-wrote with Alan Betts from Nine Mile Creek. Folks might recognize Alan. Back in the day, he used to play in a band called Kickin' Country, and now he continues to perform with the group Tipperback, and they're an excellent band, and he's an excellent songwriter. Also, a gentleman from Prince County up in Tignish by the name of Blair Goody contributed a couple of songs to this record, and just a real fan of his, as well as young Shane Pendergast from Tracody. There's a young artist that I think everybody should keep their eyes on, because I think he's going places.
And of course, there's Love Don't Divide. I love that it's both a general reminder writ large of, you know, something that society really needs to be reminded of right about now. But it also seems specific to a personal situation of yours, as you hinted at before. I've picked up on that correctly, right?
Yes. Well, you can let me tell you the story behind that song, because it is quite a personal one. And a story about love probably wouldn't go astray these days, for sure. But my partner, Marlene, and I, we adopted two little girls a little over 5 years ago now, Lilia and Emma. And I should probably qualify that story by saying, before the girls came along, I was a bachelor for a very long time. And a lot of my friends were a little concerned how I might all of a sudden handle the adjustment of living with three small women, as I like to call them. So I was getting advice, you know, hand over fist, and everybody was a little bit worried about me, except for one particular friend. Her name is Rolanda. And she just said to me, "Eddie, don't worry. Love don't divide. It multiplies." And the whole time I was thinking to myself, well, I wasn't top of the math class at Montague High School either, but in spite of that, things seemed to be adding up just fine. And I took that little piece of her advice and sort of wrote the song about my own family situation around that line, "Love don't divide, it multiplies."
I love that line. It's my favorite line of the song, because it's really profound in its simplicity. And again, it's something we all need reminding of in this crazy world we find ourselves in of late. Here's to the success of Love Don't Divide, and may Fiddler Sons go on recording another 26 years.
All the best, brother.
I heard 'em call me dead. I thought it was a dream. I woke up feeling glad that things are what they seem. I used to live alone. Luck changed my destiny. 'Cause now I have my own ready-made family. The greatest love I've known, she dreamed of something more. Two girls needed a home, so we opened up our door. Now every day's a game, we're learning as we go. And nothing seems the same ever since I've come to know. Love don't divide, it multiplies. And the way that things add up just might take you by surprise. If you do the math and you analyze, love don't divide, it multiplies. A mess and get on my last nerve, then bring me happiness I really don't deserve. 'Cause every single smile redeems my lonely past, and it's been worth every mile to find true love will last. Love don't divide, it multiplies. And the way that things add up just might take you by surprise. If you do the math and you analyze, love don't divide, it multiplies. And now we're stretched a little thin, 'cause we're all on the go. But it seems the more we give, love only seems to grow. Love don't divide, it multiplies. And the way that things add up just might take you by surprise. If you do the math and you analyze, love don't divide, it multiplies. Love don't divide, it multiplies.
Fiddler's Sons on the title track from their latest album, Love Don't Divide. It damn well doesn't. And I can't think of a more important statement to end this episode on. I'm going to skip the usual stuff about follow me on social media and send me money, though those links are still in the description, and the show can always benefit from donations, especially since Isletunes did not win a PEI Arts Award this year, which came with a cash prize it could have used. One more vote that didn't go as hoped this week, but minor compared to the other one. I hope the past hour or so has brought you some light. I admit I did this installment as much for myself as for you guys, but with any luck, we all got something out of it. As always, I want to thank Jackie Robichaud for helping me get permission from artists to play their music. I think she's racked up about 50 by now. Thank you to Darren McPherson for encouraging me to take this different approach this week. And thanks to all of you for listening in, especially to this different episode. I'll be back next week and return to the regular format. I even have a cool interview guest lined up for you, but Don't be surprised if I use this platform again to speak out against what those of darker impulses are trying to do in America and here. I don't know what to do about any of it yet, but I'm definitely going to look into it. And if you're an American expat like I am, or you just care about the planet and everyone on it having the same rights, I suggest you look into it as well. Grab on tight. Let's lift each other up and let's stick together in these coming months and, dare I say, years. Instead of ending with my typical be good shtick, I will leave you with two much more appropriate words, unbleeped, fuck fascism. See you in 7 PEI. Much love.